You know, I invited you over so we could hang out. You know, like, talk to each other? No. I mean, not really. You've just been glued to your phone for a while. What? What are you doing on there? Are you shopping for fleshlights? Come on. Oh. So, that's basically a yes. What, isn't that what dating profiles are in essence? A warm fleshlight is what you're shopping for that you can take out to dinner. No, I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying it's kind of a quintessential element of these types of things, right? Hey, there's no shame in it. Just what? Are you expecting to find the love of your life? Is that what you're on there for? I love your optimism. I think it's misplaced. But it is something to be, I admire it. I'll say that. And if it works out for you, you're gonna have to market your secrets, and start one of those YouTube guru channels, plug a $30 PDF. That'll pay for rent, I think. Can I see your profile? No, I'm not. I'm not gonna make fun. Okay, I promise I won't screw with you. I have a good eye. I'm a girl. I can give you insider tips. Just let me look. Let me. God, jeez. Oh. No. No. First of all, this picture needs to change. Yes, it does. It's a ro No selfies in the car, okay? It's not a good look. Even if you look good in it, it doesn't give the best impression. It looks like you take yourself too seriously, but still not seriously enough, you feel me? There's a delicate line to tread, and you're doing the electric slide. Just get rid of it. Oh, and this one. Because you're posing with a group. You're with a group and you're posing. It's if you want to put a group photo in there to show, you know, that you're social, have it be one where you're actually doing something. Like, oh, okay, when we went through that haunted house and the Wendigo was like jumping out at you. I know you look like a Muppet. Oh, it's great. It shows that you're fun. It works as a conversation starter. That was a great night. Plus, I'm in it. So it may weed out the girls that don't want you to have any female friends. You know? Looking out for you, bud. Oh, this one works. Yeah, it does. I hate to reinforce the stereotype, but yeah, pets are a chick magnet. I would keep this one. And then for the main one, I would use that picture from when you went rafting. No, not that one. I know you like it. I know, 'cause you've posted it everywhere, but it's not the best one that you got that day. I don't know why you don't realize it. Here, let me show you on my phone. This one. I'll tell you why, because you look dorky and fun, but capable. Yeah. Well, and your arms look really good in it. Congrats. But don't get ahead of yourself, okay? Don't post any model shots. Oh, God, I'm so pretentious. I'm telling you, what did I say? As a woman who was friends with primarily other women, this one will get you better attention. Your lack of trust in me is... I would say it's insulting, but it's more telling if you're intelligent. You know, whatever. All right, let's just check out your bio. Your bio is good. Yeah. Well, you've avoided cliches, which is automatically going to win you some points. If I saw this, if it wasn't you, I would swipe right. Well, duh, that would be weird. All right. Well, it's approved. There's that. Get to swiping. But don't go too hard, because I don't like being ignored very much. Oh. Already? Well, what did I tell you? Let me see. Oh, yeah. She's pretty. Did you read her bio, or were you just... mindlessly good. Do you have a lot in common? Yay! Oh, shit. Did she message you? Oh, yeah. Right, sorry. Have your privacy. I will be... I don't know. Also scrolling through my whatever shit. Did you know that Dan Harmon is directing the live action Pinocchio? What? Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting that. Although, jump into conclusions pretty quick, aren't you? We have barely spoken. What could you have talked about in the amount of time? What would lead you to... All right, I get it. You're pretty full of yourself, but I understand being caught up in the realm of earthly pleasures. I am above that, but I can see why someone like you would be concerned. Well, try not to run and hide when I say this, but if you're really that concerned, I can always take you on a little test run. Just see how rusty you really are. Because, I mean, you don't want to embarrass yourself. Oh, come on. I'm not going to laugh. No, I'm not. I promise. I'm giving you a hard time. Maybe you deserve it, huh? Maybe if you didn't act so much like this, I wouldn't have to. If you would just take initiative and go, hey, yes, you know what? You're right. I would like to try out my skills, see what I need to improve on. And then you would learn some things and have the confidence to pursue whatever, wherever your tastes lie. What if I promise to be gentle? Come on. Okay. Here. I'm already on top of you. Are you going to make it weird? It's up to you. All right. You ready to learn something? Okay, so she's on top of you like this. You take your hands, give me your wrists, take your hands and put them right here. Just right on top of her thighs, kind of by your hips. It's just a nice place to hold her. She might put your hands there herself. Depends on what she wants. And you can just kind of keep them there. Let her continue the move after that. If she's smart, she'll move her hair out of the way. And So that's the first kiss down. And like I said, it's good to let her make the first kind of move there, but a lot of girls are a little bit more submissive, so you might need to be a little bit more dramatic. You're good on this front, all right? But, you know, you want to make a good first impression, right? So maybe switch it up a little bit. Don't just rush through it. Maybe make a few of them kind of slow. It shows you want to see. Just an example. You don't have to keep your hands so stationary, you know, it's okay to let them wander. Yeah, the one on my face is very nice. It's very sweet. The one up my skirt is equally as good. She would be grinding. Mm-hmm. I can feel your heart. See? It's good to ask your friends for help. She's not going to be sitting on you if she doesn't want that reaction. What? I told you, I'm just a mimic. I'm only helping you play the scenario out. How much further you want to test those skills, huh? Yeah. Well then, bud, you gotta get me wet. You mean you can already tell what's through my underwear? I don't think I'm that. Whatever you say. This isn't fair, though. You had a definite head start. Nothing, nothing. I didn't mean anything. Don't read into it. Oh! Yeah, okay. We already established that you're good with your hands. Don't get so cocky. Well, mine are a little bit more sensitive than a lot of girls, so I don't know how accurate this is. Rub my clit. Don't just pump. Rub it. Yeah. Inside, move your fingers like, oh, yeah. Mm. The only reason to take your finger out is to put something else. Tongue is good. Tongue is really good. Oh. Are you doing the alphabet with your tongue? No, no, no. Oldie but a goodie. Oldie but a goodie. That's nice. Fun game you can play is trying to spell something out and have her guess it. Yeah. But I love it. Oh, it's my new favorite sentence. Oh. So far, your methods are getting a pass from me. Well, even if you're not that great at penetration, if you start her off like that, she doesn't have much she can complain about. Oh. man's shoulders in quite a while. That's, a surprisingly confident, although I shouldn't be surprised now after what's the events that have just transpired, but you're doing good so far. And like I said, if all you manage to do is make her come with your mouth, that is perfectly acceptable. Let me adjust just a second. Start moving. Grind your hips a little bit. Are you taking that slow, gentle thing I said earlier to heart? Remember I said could also switch it up. Oh. kiss me.
Did I finish? Well, I don't know. Normally I would say, you'll know depending on how hard she holds on to you, but kinda had me by my wrist there at the end, so I guess it's an open-ended question. Hey, you know what you are really good though? Is kissing. Come here. Give me more. I guess we do have a lot in common. But next time, just for as a tip for the future, it's really hot when the guy comes inside. Not that you weren't smart to pull out the first time with someone is maybe not where you want to risk something like that. But just for future reference, that is something that some women find very very agreeable to their taste. Maybe I'm talking about me. Who knows? I did say some. Well, I guess if you're really curious, you'll just have to give the app a break and find out.